Senator Kamala Harris will make history tonight at the Democratic National Convention when she becomes the first woman of color to accept the nomination for vice president. And the Democrats are also bringing out some of the other party's biggest stars to speak at night three of this virtual convention. CBS News Biden campaign reporter Bo Erickson joins us now to discuss this. Well, what can we expect from Kamala Harris's speech tonight?
Hi, Linda. Yes, we are expecting a speech that is really tailored to her biography. She is trying to inspire not just young girls, but all of America to show that her similar rise can happen to anyone's children in the country. We are expecting not to see much of Joe Biden tonight because the campaign says tonight is all about Senator Harris. We're also expecting, I'm told, to hear more specifics about how Biden and the Harris administration would build back better, they say, these plans that they rolled out this summer, addressing the economic crisis, the public health crisis, and the racial justice crisis that has engulfed the country this summer.
And who will be some of the other most watched speakers this evening?
So there are a good number of women Democratic leaders speaking tonight as well. It's Senator Elizabeth Warren, Hillary Clinton, who is the last Democratic nominee, and also former President Barack Obama is going to address the virtual convention as well.
And we understand that Barack Obama is not just going to make the case for Joe Biden, but he'll echo a message of his wife's, which to urge Democrats to vote.
Yes, it's all about voting. They have been not so much critical, but they've saying that young voters specifically need to do a better job of turning out in the November election, more so than they did in 2016.
And Bo, how do Democrats feel this virtual convention is going so far?
The Biden campaign is very happy with the coverage they have been getting and the reception that they've received. They specifically note that some of the household name speakers, like one woman who talked about her father dying from COVID-19 and the coverage that she's gotten from this event, they say that this is really what they're trying to drive into, connecting with people in their living rooms from their living rooms as well.
At CBS News Biden campaign reporter Bo Erickson joining us. Thanks so much.
Thank you.